Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Today, we're diving into the wonderful world of no-knead bread. Can you believe it, folks? Crispy, soft, porous bread without the arm workout.
I'm all ears. I've always been intimidated by bread making, all that kneading. This no-knead magic sounds intriguing.
Right? So, first up, warm water and yeast. A classic combo. Whisk it good till the yeast dissolves. It's like waking up the little yeasties, you know?
Got it, wakey wakey yeasties, then comes the flour, salt, and that's it?
Yep, that's the beauty of it. Mix it all up in a bowl, no dry flour left behind. A little extra moisture if needed, just a touch. Then cover and let it rest at room temperature. It needs to double in size. Think of it as bread's beauty sleep.
Beauty sleep for bread, I love it. So no kneading at all? Like zero?
Well, there's a tiny bit of folding involved after it rises. Just a couple of folds on a floured surface, shape it, and another little rest. 15 minutes.
Okay, but that's nothing compared to traditional kneading. So then, what's the deal with the pot?
The pot, my friend, is key. A preheated cast iron, enamel, ceramic, or Pyrex pot, your choice. You plop that rested dough right in, slash the top, spritz with water, and bake.
Bake it how? Covered, uncovered, low heat, high heat?
Covered at 220 degrees Celsius or 428 degrees Fahrenheit for 30 minutes. Then, uncover it and let it finish baking. The sound it makes, oh, that crispy crust forming. It's music to my ears.
I can almost smell it. But really, can this no-knead bread compare to the long-netted kind?
That's the million-dollar question. And the answer, surprisingly, is a resounding yes. Crispy outside, soft and porous inside, just like the real deal. It's all about the slow rise, and that hot pot creates the perfect environment for a beautiful crust. It's magical.
I am sold. This is going on my baking list ASAP. Thanks for the bread-ication.
My pleasure. Until next time on Nutty's Show, happy baking, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.